K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
You're on.
Good morning in Radio Land. I am Pastor Sandra A. Williams of Union Chapel, United Methodist Church of Boys. I'm here by invitation from BJ, and I'd like to bring a word to you today that could be compelling and most rewarding to each of you out there that hear my voice. Let us open up with a word of prayer. God of all creation, refresh our memories and remind us again of your abiding presence. May we never forget who we are, and more importantly, who you are. In the name of Christ, we ask this and we pray. Today, I'm going to speak on a subject matter entitled, People of God, Remember Your History. People of God, Remember Your History. And the discourse of this text is coming from the book of Isaiah, familiar passage to many, I'm sure, that 40th chapter. It's verses 21 through 31. But I'm going to lift up and begin reading at verse 28. This is Isaiah speaking to the people of Israel, the Israelites that are in captivity in Babylon. Verse 28 speaks to us saying, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. My brothers and sisters, we find in Isaiah's writing, in this 40th chapter, Babylon had been victorious. They had won the battle with the Israelites. The people of God have not been faithful to God's instructions and are exalted from the weariness and barren from Assyria. Now they face Babylon, a war with Babylon, and to have to go into captivity. Seemingly, they've lost their trust in God and don't see any hope in their past faith, their past convictions, and their past beliefs. They're growing weary, even from the dark stories they've heard from old concerning Abraham and Moses. They have seemed to have worn thin, considering the favor in which God had shown them in the past. People of God, remembering your history, having been in exile, forced to leave your homes, seeing, even witnessing your temple being destroyed. Now you are here sitting crying along the Babylon River as they remember Zion, Zion, that star pole that sits out there, that pole that you cannot help but see, the Zion which is in heaven, the God whom they worshiped and praised. No wonder they are fainting, even the young people. They've grown weary and tired. Maybe they too are considering the shining new gods, the gods of the Babylon nation. The suffering of God's people seem or feels endless as they recall the promised land, remembering the land in which God had promised the Hebrew children when they exited from Egypt, going to the land that had been promised to be flowing with milk and honey, moving into homes that they didn't have to build, didn't have to plant their vegetations. Everything they needed was there, available for them, because God had made it to be so. But Isaiah, in this context here, in the scripture reading, Isaiah speaks in a loud and a severe voice. He's sure of what he is speaking. He says to the Israelites, he says, people of God, God is still God. And I submit this also to the people of these United States, to the people of the state of Louisiana, to the people that live here in the cities and the parishes, the surrounding areas, that God is the answer to all our woes, all of our disparagings. God is the answer. And we should remember how he is the same God that was with our people, that came out of the slavery in which we they had been subjected to. However, they did not allow that to keep them from having a hope, being hopeful that they were somebody, that they were created for a purpose, that God had a plan for them. Don't you know? Isaiah says to them that God is still God. Have you not heard? He is asking the people of God to remember their history. And I'm asking the people under the sound of my voice to remember your history. Remember the vows. Remember your covenants. Remember the great blessings in which God has rendered unto us all. The people of old, they remembered how it was God that brought many of them out of the cotton fields, brought them out of being sharecroppers, brought them out into jobs that they can really provide for their families, the necessary needs, even during life's most trying and testing times, seems to be most intolerable. But we must remember, God is still present. He's always present. In the psalmist, we find Psalms 139, he writes, he says, if I come to the very end, the end of my life journey, he said, God comforts us all. He said, God is saying to us, I'll still be with you. And we must take courage. Even though we're not in agreement with all the things that is happening with our government, with our leadership, not only in the government, but even in many of our churches, there is discord. Isaiah's timeless and necessary words, he speaks to the people while they're in captivity. He says, them all, for all generations, I say this, not just this present generation, but it's for the generations that are to come. Every generation will grow weary. Every generation and will be exhausted by the tragedies and the sufferings that are happening in this world. Every generation encounters events occurring even beyond our imagination. We may question even God's power and yet God's presence, because many have the tendency to say, where is God? Is he in this? Don't he see what is going on? Can't he feel what we are enduring? This suffering that is going on in this world, from the home to the schools, to our churches, within our community. God has not forgotten. He's forgotten his promise that he would leave with us. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsaken you. He said, I'll be with you even unto the end of the age, even during wars, pandemics, poverty, natural disasters, even to suicide, even with the racial injustice that we deal with daily, along with personal grief we all are suffering from, in sorrow's valley, which plagues every age. It's not the old that die, it's the young that is dying here daily. We need to reflect. We need to look up. Look up at the sky, considering who created everything. Who is your creator? We must be reminded to remember who created all things. It was God who spoke everything into existence, as we have come to realize, even to know that he put everything and made everything as it is. The power and the love he breathed into each of us, into our entire being. All that is done is his infinite time. He has done all these things, all the things that have been called in purpose and into being. It was in God's own time, and all of the sufferings and all the injustices that are prevailing in the land, God has a time set, that he's going to come forth and he's going to set it all in order. And Isaiah says, the question is pressed. I want to press it on you. I cannot emphasize it more to you. Don't you know? He reminds us And he says, haven't you heard? Life can cause us to forget that we all are standing on other shoulders. We all are following in their steps. Someone that was before us, they had to deal with some of the same things that we deal with today in life. But they did not quit. They did not faint. They did not falter. But they persevered. And he kept looking up to the God who is able to make all things well. And a God that does all things well. Our faith is built on the faith of others. We're trusting God through his blessing, through all the knowledge and the understanding that he gave, imputed in the hearts and minds of our foreparents, those that were before us, many that have trotted the roads of disparity, degradation, jail, imprisonment, beaten down, lives destroyed, taken away from them in the prime of their lives. We're not the only one that is suffering. Generations to come, they need us to stand up. We, the people of God, the church of God, the believers of God, the followers of him, our faith stories and our willingness, my brothers and sisters, to inspire the hope and in the Lord, if we are able to discover that God alone, he is our strength. And he renews us every day. As Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The generations of the life of the Jerusalems are tired with all kinds of shiny gods that appear more powerful and more effective. We are tired also, this generation of young people, have everything right there before them. It's waiting for the taking. All they have to do is go to school, be willing to go and get an education, be willing to learn more and more, be willing to have better for their lives. Don't be willing to tolerate in receiving the crumbs from the table. God wants more for us than we are accepting. We don't have to tolerate that. But we haven't gotten so tired. We also receive an acceptance of these things that they put in place before us. And we feel that there's no other way. We have no other alternative. But I stand today and I proclaim that God is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the way for all of us. He can make a change that can be so rewarded, can be so strengthening and enduring and to be everlasting. For he is the God of everlasting and eternity. And more, we have people who have worked hard. Those before us, your parents, even those today that are living, they've worked hard, even serving in the communities, making a contribution. What are we doing except sitting back complaining and not doing anything? They gave of themselves their time and service, their resources, faithfully. And even though, in spite of, we continue to see suffering, but we must keep the ball rolling, keep that baton passing it on from one to the other. Injustice lies that we hear every day. Truth has been turned into lies. Lies have been telling to others that they are the truth, but there's no truth in a lie. Either a lie is a lie, and it's not truthworthy. But we seem to be accepting of these issues that people speak of because we feel that we have no hope. But I say we have the hope of Christ Jesus. We see many friends have passed away. Friends of our loved ones, friends that we live in a community with, friends we've known for most of our lives, they've gone on and their faith, they get weak on this journey, weak even in our weakness in our denominations. And there are conflicts within the bodies of Christ. But many even facing hardships. We even have hoarders of resources. People that are not willing to stand on God's word. God said that we should love you one another. And he said, love your neighbor as yourself. Doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. We're supposed to love and care for one another. Be there for one another. But we have that spirit, that mentality of, I've got more of mine, you get yours. That's not my problem, that's your problem. Neglecting the needs, even of our neighbors, our brothers, and our sisters. We must invite the people to look up. You are invited to look up and to remember how God has been faithful to his people in the past. And he continues to be faithful unto us. And our faith should be rooted and grounded in that, that we worship and we serve a God that changes not. He's the same God that delivered the Israelites. He's the same God that has been with all the old patriarchs, the prophets of old. He's the same God that sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to come into this world to bring redemption, salvation to humanity. But the real threat is to all of us, is our lack of memory. We seem to forget that God has always been there for us. Just take inventory of your life. Had it not been for God, where would I be? This eternal, this everlasting God, this first and last God, this Alpha and Omega God, he is the God of the universe. He created all things by himself, whose understanding is beyond human reach. He gives power to those that are weary and tired, and he revives those that get exhausted. How are we making sure the generations that are to follow us, that are able to step up, take charge and be counted and following? How will they know the stories of how great our God is, how his strength is unknown, unending, but so majestic in his being, the suffering and trauma will continue to challenge us. But we must look to God. We must keep on telling our children about Jesus. We should not forsake that. To tell the truth about our history. Give honor to where honor is due. Tell the story that it was God all the time, over the years, that has brought us to where we are. How God raises his people upon eagle's wings. How he bears us up. He straightens us up when we falter. We don't fall down. But if we fall down, he's there with a helping hand to lift us up. How he breathes the breath of energy and life, even at the dawn, and making us shine like the sun. Have you ever seen an eagle soar through the sky? It's God that lifts his wings up, and he's able to soar. Beautiful bird. This is how God can make us soar, walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, with no fear that we will be able to look up to him, for we have memories of overcoming stories that we can tell. You can tell your children, tell everyone, tell somebody the story of the God of strength, the God of majesty, the God of everlasting and eternal love for humanity, which he created. And he wants us all to be great. This is the word for my listeners. Let us reflect and remember, we that are called by his name, the people of God, how great and how blessed God has been to us all. God bless you is my prayer. God keep you.
A long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you.